We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good afternoon, one and all, from the campus of Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, New York. Oh, how great it is to be back here, personally speaking, and now area speaking for WCDO and all sports fans, because the Harpersville Lady Hornets have earned their way back to the state Class C Final Four. We're here this afternoon to watch the Hornets take on a very formidable opponent in the Raiders of Alexander Hamilton High School. They are from Section 1 and currently ranked number 1 in Class C. Harpersville ranked number 2, but let's not forget that 3 weeks ago, this team was not ranked at all. So they have risen from the ashes to make it here to the Final Four. And this, as Joe Gardner and I were talking off air, could be considered the game of the year, and it's only the semifinals. So we have a lot to talk about today, how both teams got here, how good Alexander Hamilton really is, and how good Harpersville really is. As we start our ball game here in the State Public High School Athletic Association semifinal round at Troy and Hudson Valley with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Sponsored by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside and Sydney, for all of your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in today's game, and that would be Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck and the Harpersville Lady Hornets at 19-3. And the Alexander Hamilton Lady Raiders and their coach, Mr. Benjamin Carter, and the record of 18-4. We'll be back, and we've got many special sponsors to mention as well. We'll be back to talk about both teams more in depth and hear from our special sponsors as you're listening to the State Class C semifinal ballgame on WCDL.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
That's a weird-looking GPS.
It's actually a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish finder. Its one and only job is to find tasty, delicious, one-of-a-kind Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. It hones right in on that delicious tangy tartar sauce and melty cheese, getting closer by the second.
I need to get one of those.
Now you'll find two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $3.33. Or one Filet-O-Fish and a large fry, also just $3.33. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Price of single item posted on menu board.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
When it comes to your life, you know what counts. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we're committed to offering you the very best in community banking and exceptional service that you can rely on. So no matter what you're trying to achieve, you can count on us to help you succeed. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, and we are so glad that you're along with us today on this St. Patrick's Day weekend. And we already know we've got some people logging on from as far away as Boston and as nearby as Windsor, New York, cheering on their Harpersville Hornets. I have let Alexander Hamilton, coach and athletic director, know the exact same thing. And to my surprise, the AD, Ron Pollock, said, "I'm very familiar with your work." So talk about respect. I'm flattered for that. And I think what he's saying is WCDO's sports work. So have never done a game with Alexander Hamilton. The Lady Raiders from Elmsford, New York, they are a hot commodity. This is the team that's ranked number one. They are not undefeated, but they play a very, very brutal schedule. And one of the teams that they're playing are considered the best team in the state. And and that team, Ossining, is a double A, considered literally the best team in the state, and played them to a pretty good game. I think it was 88-79. Let me check that. I do have their game-by-game. There it is. 88-79 back on January 16th. That was a home game. And Ossining, just so you know, has scored over 100 points in games this year against their opponents. So they're playing for a double-A championship. I believe it is tonight. But they are a strong team, but as much as they can score points, they also can win the tight ones, because after they won the Section 1 championship, which, as everybody knows, is pretty much downstate, down there, as they say, they played Hamilton, or excuse me, they played Tuxedo on Wednesday, March 6th, and the final score, and I am not kidding, 27-14. I had to make sure this wasn't a football score. Literally, 27-14. They held Tuxedo to 1 point in the second quarter. Hamilton, who averages 57 points a game, was held to 27 and won in double figures. I mean, that's crazy. Kaylee Gill scored 8 points. Tiffany Corselli, a name you're going to hear a lot today, 9 points. Jasmine Robinson, 6 points. I find that so hard to believe. And because people say, well, you know, the first two games, Hamilton only allowed 39 total points. Yeah, and 14 in one game, that's incredible on the defense side. Maybe both teams just had terrible, terrible shooting. I don't know. And then they got back to business and beat Friends Academy on Saturday, March 9th, a week ago, and that score was 59-25. And in that game, this Tiffany Corselli, I told you you'd hear from her a lot. Number 3 on her jersey, she scored 32 points, including 5 for 5 from the 3-point line. Now, Tiffany is their point guard, and she's 5'6 and a senior. This is a heavy senior-laden team, not so much for Harpersville, but definitely for Alexander Hamilton. They also had Jasmine Robinson, and Jasmine is another guard at 5'6, also a senior. She pumped in 21, so 53 of the 59 points came from Corselli and Robinson. It's not always that way. They have players there. Boy, so many papers here with Alexander Hamilton because I could not consolidate. I'm going to try to find their season stats. I know that both Corselli and Robinson, I believe, are the ones that average in. There it is. All right. No, it's not. Maya Hood is the third person to lie. 5'10", listed as a guard, but she's 5'10". I have the feeling that it could be Drummond against Hood tonight, this afternoon. But Hood listed as averaging 22.4 points a game, but in reworking it, I believe it's more like 16.3. Corselli averages 20.7 and Robinson averages 15.6. Those check out fine. They average 57.1 points a game. 41 three-pointers from Corselli. According to the Max Prep stats, he's 41 for 63. Which is 65% from the three-point area. If that is true, that's incredible. Not sure who's keeping stats for them. Jasmine Robinson, 23 of 45. That's just over 50%. And Maya Hood, 19 for 35. That's also over 50%. So my question on this shooting, if they're so good from the three-point area, why don't they shoot much more then? You know what I'm saying? So anyway, Harpersville, as we know, got here with the down and dirty. They had to beat Cooperstown last week, and it was not easy. The win 45-43, and they held on, literally held on to win as Cooperstown had the last possession and could not get off the shot. Harpersville coming from behind to win that game. So, all right. So, and also in that game, real quick, before we go to another break, Oriskany, a game that we had last week, Oriskany and Franklin. Remember, Oriskany won that game. Well, they won today against Livingston Manor easily, 49-31, and we'll play Notre Dame Batavia, who just won the previous game, 49-35 over Fort Edwards. So there we have the results of computerized stats, too, for those Class D games. All right, 2.5 minutes to go before they start the announcement and the anthem and all that good stuff. So we've got special sponsors to thank, but we've got some more of our pregame show sponsors to get to. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll get the show on the road. It's the Class C state semifinal here at Hudson Valley Community College, and you're going to listen to the Hamilton-Harpersville game very shortly on your local sports leader, WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
This is the time of year that it's sometimes warm and sometimes cold. You might need furnace repair, or you might be thinking about installing a central air conditioning unit for the summer. Either way, it's time to call Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Kurt can install, service, or repair furnaces, boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and home repairs too. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. And our special sponsors today include Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, Sydney Federal Credit Union, the Bread and Butter Country Store in Harpersville. Always got to tip my hat to Neil and the gang there. D&D Trophies in Afton joins our sponsor list today. Belden Hill Golf Course in Harpersville. Not quite ready to tee it up yet. How about the folks at NBT Bank, our Outstanding Offense Award, C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney, the Amphenol Corporation in Sydney, Amerigas in Sydney, but with Harpersville ties, and Roberts Eye Care in both Sydney and Vestal. Harpersville is going to be the visiting team today on the scoreboard, and they're being introduced right now. We're going with Shelby Medovich, number 5. Miranda Drummond, number 32, which is no surprise. Marcy Ritter, number 4. Esperanza Gutierrez, senior, number 15. And westbound senior, number 21, on the glue of this team, Savannah Murray. They are the visiting team with their royal, well, dark blue, I guess, not quite navy, and the gold numbers in white trim. Very easy to see those from way up here in the crow's nest. after being courtside last week at Oneonta. It's kind of cool to be that close. Now I'm far away again, but it's a beautiful setting here at Hudson Valley. I want to thank Andrew Fuda, who's the director of events here, or one of them, and helping with the arrangements. Joel Terry at New York State Public High School. And this broadcast, by the way, is a presentation of, as I get the starters for Hamilton, of New York State Public High School. Let me get all the starters here. Number 10, number 21, 10, 21, number 3. No surprises here. 4, 5, 3, 4, 5, 21, and 10. 3, 4, 5, 10, and 21. Okay. So a girl that averages a double figures at 16.7 with 11.8 rebounds appears to not be in the starting lineup. She looks like she actually has sweatpants on. She may or may not be available. I have not heard that. So I'm looking down. She's in bare feet, so, and no one told me about this. Maya Hood, who averages in double figures, not in the starting lineup, a 5'10 senior. So they go with Tiffany Corselli. She's the one averaging 20.7. Jasmine Robinson, Maya Scott, Kaylee Gill at 3 points a game, 5.5 rebounds, and Neisha Schuler, a 5'6 freshman. And we are underway. The tip is controlled by Alexander Hamilton. We are underway for today's state semifinal Class C game, and driving in very hard and coming up with a basket within seconds of starting is Jasmine Robinson. And this is a girl who is 5'6 guard, and she drove in there like she was probably 5'6 inches taller. It's going to be an intense man-to-man put on by Hamilton. Savannah Murray is going to be tested all game long with her ball handling. She's done very well up to this point. There's Drummond for three, and she nails it! Miranda Drummond all from the left wing. And our first lead change within 40 seconds of the game, and there's a drive hard and a block. Will it be an offensive or a foul? Well, number three shot at Tiffany Corselli. She was backing away the other direction, thought it was an offensive foul. It's going to be Miranda Drummond's foul, and this is, I'm really going to have to pay attention on the fouls. They don't have the same scoreboard, and at number three is Tiffany Corselli, and she is going to be a handful for the... And she comes up with a steal. No, that's number four coming in with a steal. That's Jasmine Robinson. And Kurt Ahrensbeck wants a timeout. All of a sudden, 7-3. Miranda Drummond has her first foul. I'm still trying to get my feet wet on this, and Alexander Hamilton is not waiting. It makes you wonder, where the heck did they only come up with 27 points in the first round of the state playoffs? My goodness. Our ball game today with a clock stopped at 7:07, believe it or not, 7-3, Hamilton leading Harpersville right now, is brought to you by our great season-long sponsors and our special sponsors that include Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center, the folks at Mang Insurance who sponsor our Dynamic Defense Award, Osterhout Madden Funeral Home in Harpersville, Maravito Energy Products, our halftime sponsor, Twin Valley Finished Lumber and Quality Hardwoods of Sydney, and Cobra Industries of Afton. Thank you very much. Greg Davey here at Hudson Valley. And Savannah Murray down low goes to Marcy Ritter. It's off her hands, but no, it's touched last by Neisha Schuler, who's a 5'6 freshman. And she gets the start today in place of Maya Hood, who is not in street clothes, but she is not dressed to play. She's in a jersey, but not sneakers. And from the right baseline, no good. Pulled back up by Marcy Ritter. Missed. And the long rebound goes out to Jasmine Robinson. Robinson gives off to Tiffany Corselli, and this is the girl that is averaging over 20 a game and loves to drive to the basket. Hamilton stays on the perimeter. This is the first half-court set that they have. Traveling violation as Corselli did the what every player seems to want to do in high school, and that is start to the basket without a dribble. Cannot start with a step. You got to start with a dribble. 6:30 to play in the first quarter. 7-3. State semifinal from Hudson Valley. Alexander Hamilton against Harpersville. The Hornets have only had one made shot, and there is Medovich off to Drummond. Drummond faked. Now she goes in, and a blocking call. And there's tumbling with both girls helping each other up. Drummond and Maya Scott. And Maya Scott will pick up the foul. One thing Drummond is going to face today, Miranda Drummond, is that there is quickness all through this Alexander Hamilton lineup. The shot by Drummond is up and no good. She gets to the line a lot because of her aggressive play and her ability to get to the basket and rebound. She misses the first one. Second shot is good. So all four Harpersville points scored by Miranda Drummond. 7-4 is the game score. Driving in is Maya Scott. She goes hard and misses. Marcy Ritter with a good rebound. Off to Savannah Murray. Ritter's play is going to be crucial today because she's not a scorer, but she's going to have to do the other things, the little things. And that rebound right there was proof that she's capable. A drive in by Medovich. Kicks it back to Drummond for three, and it's gone! Miranda Drummond from the exact same place. And we are tied at 7, our first tie of the ballgame. Three-pointer by Corselli, missed. Into the corner, rebound by Schuler. Throws it back out to Corselli, and they'll start again. 5:37 to go, 7-7 tie. They work it around to Scott, and now to Corselli. They're going three-man weave. Whoa! Traveling violation by Schuler. Nice deny defense by Savannah Murray. She denied Robinson. And that's exactly where the pass was going to go. Hold on. You can't bring the ball in with a sub ready to fly into this game. And that's Michaela Brown, a 5'8 junior. Things are happening so fast here. I'm hoping to just catch up. 7-7 tie, 5:27 to go. They have the substitution for Hamilton. And the Raiders had a 7-3 lead moments ago. Harpersville comes back and makes it a 7-7 tie. From the corner, it's up, it's good by Shelby Medovich, and it's good for a three-pointer. She fired it from the left baseline with all the confidence in the world, and that sophomore's got her first point. It's 10-7. There's a turnaround shot way off the mark, rebounded again by Marcy Ritter, but traveling is the call. As she got some physical contact, she was trying to avoid that and pass the ball. They call her for travel. A wild shot put up that time by Alexander Hamilton. And I guess I got to go with Hamilton. I got to figure this out. They go by Hamilton. Oh, there's a traveling and off in out of bounds. They didn't call it. A play along the baseline. Corselli misses. Drummond rebounds. Murray's got to get out of her way. Miranda Drummond up the floor. They can't push it like they did against Unitigo. This team, Hamilton, is very, very quick and fast. It is Gutierrez. Lost the ball. It's Belloc on the floor. Picked up by Corselli. Going behind the back. Corselli with a right-hand layup. Tiffany Corselli with 5 points. And to avoid the double team, she went behind the back. 10-9, Harpersville by one. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Drummond, nice crossover dribble. Drives in and goes up, and it's to say she lost the ball. And from this far away, I will not make the comment that she tripped. But she did lose her footing. All right, substitution. Here comes super sub Tatiana Sosnowski replacing Marcy Ritter, who has played a very good game thus far. So Sosnowski a little bit more aggressive on the offensive end, and she'll also do well on the defense. Into the right corner is Scott. Now it is a three-point bomb by Corselli. Tiffany Corselli averaging over 20 a game. I understand why. It's now 12-10. Four lead changes in this game. Drummond guarded closely by Jasmine Robinson. They post down low to Drummond. Goes up, and it's out of bounds. Oh, if Drummond did not try to save it, they would have kept the ball underneath, but she tried to save it, and the ref changed the call. Well, a break for Alexander Hamilton. The Raiders coming up the floor with Tiffany Corselli, 5'6 senior. Now Shelby Medovich is guarding her. They switched a little bit. Savannah Murray is on Robinson. Wide open on the left baseline. A shot taken and made by number 5, Maya Scott. And we've changed the lead again. We changed the lead on the last shot. 14-10. Game of streaks. Drummond gets away from the defense. Goes for three. It's short. Going for the rebound. Drummond passes to a wide open Savannah Murray for three. It's an air ball. Rebounded by Gutierrez. Picked up by Medovich. They keep the possession. Murray at the top of the key. To the left side. Now passing to the right to Drummond. Drummond for three. Right wing. It's good! Miranda Drummond with 3 three-pointers in the first quarter. And it's 14-13 and a timeout asked for by Coach Carter of Hamilton. 3 minutes even to go, 14-13 in favor of Hamilton High School. You're listening to the state Class C semifinal on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, we got people logging in from Rome, New York, and Binghamton, New York today. Welcome along. This is quite a ride so far. Under 3 minutes to go. The clock starting again. Alexander Hamilton. They pass that's knocked away by Medovich. Nice defense as they tried to float a pass. And there goes Medovich on the other side, and she scores off the pass from Murray. Shelby Medovich could be big today. 5 points already. We've changed the lead again. All right, so it is Alexander Hamilton in the home white with red numbers and black trim. Corselli for three. There's not a shot she won't take, she doesn't like. And a tap by Medovich that goes the way they did not intend. Drummond with a nice pickup off the steal. Off to Medovich and now to Savannah Murray. 15-14, Harpersville, and it's still 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Drummond, nice loft pass on the back door to Murray. It's good! Savannah Murray's first points. And so much attention paid to Miranda Drummond. Murray released and went weak side, and Miranda Drummond smart enough to find her with the open pass and shot. 17-14, largest lead right now for the Hornets. The Raiders come back with a shot from the left corner, missed, and the ball ricocheted right off somebody's, in Sosnowski's hands, and the Hamilton Raiders catch another break. That shot came so hard off the rim, it went right off Sosnowski's shoulder instead of catching it. Oh, Hamilton running through their offense. Corselli, nice ball fake. Shot around the rim, no good. Rebound, Sosnowski off to Murray. 17-14, a minute 25 to go. Harpersville with the ball and the lead. This game could get into the 60s with no problem at all. Around the screen goes Murray. No, it's Drummond. Drummond steps back, goes to Medovich. Driving in, she gets caught up. She needs to pass to somebody. Goes out to Murray. Murray with 10 on the shot clock. Three-pointer left side. It's off the rim. No good. Nice rebound by Drummond. Puts it up. No call. And another call, or another shot goes up and missed. And another one by Drummond. And finally, foul gets called. Wow. The intensity on the offensive boards by Harpersville is impressive. That foul will go on number 10, Kaylee Gill. Kaylee Gill with the first, or the second team foul, but her first. Drummond back at the line. She went 1-for-2. Shot is around the rim and went through. Took a very kind St. Patrick's Day bounce. Or is St. Patrick's Day tomorrow? I don't know. Story sounded good to me. Holly Henry, another super sub for Harpersville coming in, replacing Shelby Medovich for now. Missed it. Murray with the offensive rebound. No good. And they are tied up. Boy, this is intense. 18-14. 11 first quarter points so far for Miranda Drummond. 18-14, largest lead right now for the Lady Hornets. And they are on an 8-point run right now because it was 14-10. Drummond to inbound this time. And the pass comes out to Medovich, who's on the court. I had an identity problem here. There's a traveling violation. So the officials are definitely watching for the first step. In the States, this is where the best basketball should be played. So, got to back the officials up on that. 45 seconds to go. Hamilton trailing with the ball, though, 18-14. Corselli directing traffic behind the back with nobody within 5 feet of her. She's way out there doing some ball tricks. Corselli to the right side to Robinson. Robinson going to drive in hard. Oh, the backdoor pass. No good. It is stolen away by Medovich. Long pass up ahead to Drummond. Drummond is smart enough to not go double-team. Three-point chance. There it is again! Miranda Drummond with 4 three-pointers. Are you kidding me? 21-14 Harpersville. 10 seconds to go. Hamilton definitely not going to panic here. Corselli with 3 seconds to go. And Corselli just before the buzzer, no good. That'll end the quarter, and Harpersville has stormed out to a 21-14 first quarter lead in the Class C state semifinal from Hudson Valley Community College, and you are catching it live on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
More streaming listeners, if you will, New York City again today. Endicott, New York, Spencer, New York, and Smyrna, New York, which is the town I drove through in a whiteout yesterday, almost a whiteout yesterday. It's clear road, and then all of a sudden, the road's all white. Oh, my gosh. I thought it was a shortcut, and not so much. 21-14, an 11-point run to end the first quarter for the red-hot Harpersville Hornets, including 4 3-pointers from Miranda Drummond, 5 points in all from Shelby Medovich. Tiffany Corselli held to 8 points in that quarter, including the last 2 3-point bombs missed. So, Hamilton with a possession to start. Murray doing a nice job on the help defense. There's our first possession arrow. That'll go right to Harpersville, as Hamilton had the ball to start this quarter a mere 11 seconds ago. Shelby Medovich, Savannah Murray, Miranda Drummond, Tatiana Sosnowski, and Holly Henry against a press. Miranda Drummond double-teamed off to Murray. High post, it's Sosnowski. Now it's Medovich at the top of the key. They're a slightly different look here to the offense. Down low to Drummond, but the ball's knocked away. It's going to stay. Harper's... No, it'll go to Hamilton. I guess I missed a deflection there. 21-14, and for Hamilton, they've got Maya Scott, they've got Michaela Brown in there right now. She is a 5'7 junior forward. Tiffany Corselli, of course, Kaylee Gill, and Jasmine Robinson, along with Maya Scott. Corselli leading Hamilton with 8 points. Top of the key, it is Kaylee Gill, giving her room is Drummond. Oh, a shake and bake with no dribble. They let it go, driving in. Oh, Robinson had a baseline shot that she gave up to pass it, and the ball got picked off by Miranda Drummond. First minute in the books in the second quarter. Murray back to Drummond. Drummond guarded by Robinson. That's a good matchup there, but Drummond has the advantage right now. A dump-off pass to Sosnowski. Double team off to Murray. Three-point shot right side, no. Rebound, Henry. Henry throws it way out there to Medovich, and they'll start the offense again. Nice job by Holly Henry. She's another one that can do the little things, doesn't have to necessarily score. She had a big basket last week in the win against Cooperstown. Drummond for three again, but around the screen, no good. And Sosnowski sprinting over because the ball went over to the sideline. Nah, she ran out of room. So good hustle to no avail there. 21-14, so the longer that the Hornets can keep Hamilton from scoring, the better it is, obviously. Even though they have not gotten off to a good start offensively either, they have played shutout ball in the first minute and a half. Neither team has scored in the first minute and a half. They'll keep it around the perimeter. Corselli into the corner for Scott. Scott holds the ball. Coming out from a screen is Brown. Now the drive again. This time it'll be Robinson, and she will take it this time. Jasmine Robinson has 6 points to make it a 21-16 ball game. Up the floor comes Savannah Murray and the Hornets. Drummond lost the ball. Nice defense by Jasmine Robinson, playing good deny defense. 5:58 to go, first half. We were hoping to get somebody from Harpersville up here for a halftime interview, but Athletic Director Dave Groover said thanks, but no thanks. Not a guy that likes to talk on the radio, and I've known that for over 20 years. So I wish he could be there. Maybe we'll make a deal, and if they win today, he'll come back next tomorrow. And it's Corselli stepping back for the three, and nothing but net. Tiffany Corselli with her second three-pointer. And suddenly it's a 21-19 ball game. Hornets held scoreless in the first 2.5 minutes. Hamilton the first minute and a half, but they've scored 5 points in the last minute. So with 5:25, and there's a double dribble by Miranda Robinson, and that means Kurt Ehrensbach has to call a timeout, and he will. Finally, the three refs see it. A full timeout, 5:23 to go in this first half, 21-19 Harpersville. You're listening to the Class C state semifinal game between Harpersville and Alexander Hamilton on WCDL.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Greg Davey at Hudson Valley Community College, site of the state girls basketball public high school championships, as it has been since 1996. It's 21-19 in favor of Harpersville, but the last five have been run off by the Alexander Hamilton Lady Raiders. Thanks very much to Ken's Paint Service of Nineveh, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, Beagle's Plumbing and Heating of Harpersville, Egley Machine Company of Sydney, Hawkins Homes in Harpersville, the Sydney McDonald's, our assemblyman Cliff Crouch, and McDowell and Walker in Athens, Sydney, and Delhi. We've run through all of our sponsors, and boy, there are a lot today. 21-19 after a Harpersville turnover. It is back to Alexander Hamilton, who now can take the lead or tie it. And they spread the offense out. Man-to-man defense by Harpersville. Three-pointer by Corselli. Off the mark, off the back of the rim. It goes up high. It's loose. It's Drummond. Drummond through a double team. Lost the ball, but from behind, a foul's going to be called. And that probably is why she lost the ball. Foul's going to be on Maya Scott for Hamilton. Now, Scott with two fouls. There's only been four fouls called in the first 13 minutes of the game. Medovic fakes the shot, goes to Sosnowski on the left wing. Now it's Henry. Henry holding the ball, goes to Murray. Drummond trying to get free. Murray through the legs, nice move. 11 on the shot clock. Sosnowski got to drive in, and there's a turnover, the loose ball, and the foul from behind on Savannah Murray, who helps Corselli get up. One of the things that the other girls for Harpersville have not really encountered is this sort of aggressive interior defense that Hamilton is putting on. Sosnowski tried to go up for a shot, and the ball just got smothered. She got smothered. And the play was ruled legal. Here comes Robinson. She loves to drive. She goes up and is fouled before the shot. So that's probably going to go on Shelby Medovic. Let's see. The female and male official, two of the three are conferring. And the trail official, if they call it on Drummond, they would be it'd be her second. But it's Savannah Murray. Savannah Murray with her first foul, and that's only the second for Harpersville. So three fouls each way. They are letting the girls play, and that is an understatement today. Corselli inbounds to Robinson, three-pointer right side. Oh, left side, actually. Right side as I'm looking at it, but left side on the offense. And we have got another lead change, our sixth lead change after five in the first quarter. So now it's eight in a row scored by Hamilton. Drummond. Going to get called. There's going to be Robinson on a touch foul. Jasmine Robinson with her first. Murray and Drummond will have the ball in their hands the majority of the time. Robinson, by the way, with 9 points. Double teamed in the corner, Medovic. A weak pass back, and Corselli right there to steal it. Behind the back, she'll pop from 15, and it's good. Well, Hamilton now is catching fire. 13 points for Tiffany Corselli. So 24-21 10 points in a row by Alexander Hamilton. Around the screen goes Medovich. She backs up. She's on the left wing to the top of the key for Murray. Murray drives in. She's at the elbow. Pass out to Drummond. 10 on the shot clock. Drummond looking for a screen. Gets it from Medovich. 3-point shot up and no good. Off the back of the rim. Rebound by Medovich. Shelby Medovich off the left side. Short rebound. Henry, and it's good. Holly Henry did the same thing last week. She scored a basket in the second quarter. It was huge at the time because Cooperstown was making a run. 24-23. So Corselli directing traffic. You cannot tell if she's lefty or righty. She works the ball to the right side. 3-point shot missed. Rebound Sosnowski, but it's going to go out of bounds. The officials conferring. Neither one knows. It'll go to Harpersville, I think, because it happened right in front of me. I think the Hornets caught a break on that one. All right, so Henry comes out. Sosnowski comes out. Marcy Ritter and Esperanza Gutierrez return to the Harpersville lineup to join Savannah Murray, Miranda Drummond, and Shelby Medovich, the junior, the senior, and the sophomore. Murray to the right side. Medovich fakes the three. Murray takes the three from the top of the key, and it's good! And Harpersville regains the lead. Savannah Murray's first three-pointer. She's got 5 points. It's 26-24. And I think Coach Carter of Alexander Hamilton knows his team is in a ball game. Right after a 10-point run by the Raiders, here come the Hornets back and grab the lead at 26-24. That is our seventh lead change of the ball game. We've only had one tie. Driving in, Corselli drops it off inside to Brown, to number 12. That's Michaela Brown. Yeah, I was right. There's a foul. That's going to be Esperanza Gutierrez with her first foul. That's fourth team foul on Harpersville. Nobody with more than one. Shot by Brown is up and no good. She's a 5'8 junior coming in off the bench. Brown on the year, 0-2. So now she's 0-3. Does not get to the line. Misses this one. Rebound, Marcy Ritter. So maybe late in the game, if she's in that game, Harpersville may want to foul her if they need to. Double team, nice give and go to Drummond. She's in the left corner. Drummond goes left. Nice play off the boards. No good, but she's fouled. Drew the foul. Miranda Drummond knows how to do that and does it so very well, and even in the state playoffs against the best. And that will be on the same Michaela Brown that just missed the free throw. And that is five team fouls on the Raiders. The shot by Drummond is up and good. Her first points, her first point, I should say, of the second quarter. She has got a game-high 15. Sets for the second shot, and it's good. She really likes that side of the court. Remember, she was here 2 years ago as a freshman on the starting lineup in a team that went to the state finals. Hamilton swinging it around to the left. Now back to the right. Coming out of the screen is Brown. Right back to Corselli. They give her room. She'll take it. No, she's going to pass to Robinson, who made one from there before. Air ball. Rebounded by Drummond. 28-24. This game is a game of momentum. Nice pass down to Medovich. Left side glass. Good. Shelby Medovich with a finish, but Savannah Murray spots her wide open. 30-24. Largest lead for the Hornets. Driving in. Oh, traveling violation on Corselli. I don't know what the other two teams are like, but this game is intense. A game of swings. 8 points for Harpersville, 10 points for Hamilton. And a traveling violation. Harpersville that time, mental blunder. A definite mental mistake way outside by half court. Kurt Ahrensbeck, not phased. He's given encouragement to his players. Say, hey, we're up six. Don't let it sweat. A minute 16 to go. I haven't even watched the clock, and I apologize for that. 30-24, Harpersville up by six with a minute 10. Backing up is Corselli. Way back at the Hudson Valley circle at half court. Now she goes around a double screen. Off to Robinson. Elbow jumpers off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Gutierrez. Another role player right there. SP Gutierrez comes up with a rebound. Nice box out. Medovich to Murray. Murray waiting for a screen. Gets it from Drummond. Looks left. It's open for Medovich. Medovich now picked up on the defense. Drummond, down low to Ritter. Ritter has a somebody wide open on the right side. It's Gutierrez, but she can't quite get the ball to her. And apparently they're going to call possession arrow. Oh, I felt bad for Marcy because wide open on the right side was Gutierrez with nobody near the basket. But the double team worked. So 33 seconds to go. To the left side goes Hamilton. Kaylee Gill, top of the key. Now it's Corselli picked up by Medovich. The three-man weave. There it goes again. Robinson driving in through a double team. Off the rim, no good, and she's fouled. The key here for Harpersville, as we see who the foul's on. And that's Savannah Murray second. Well, that's one thing that Harpersville was hoping to do, to keeping Miranda Drummond especially out of foul trouble. If she goes in with two at halftime, as opposed to one, that changes things, I think, drastically. And the shot up by Jasmine Robinson, no good. That's her first time at the line. Robinson on the season, 57 of 94. That's 61%. And it's four Harpersville Hornets and only one player for Alexander Hamilton besides Robinson near the foul line. Second shot is good. And that is number one, Nevline Pettifor. Up ahead with 16 seconds to go. Medovich in the corner. Nice drive by Gutierrez off the glass. No good. Ritter with a follow-up. No good. She gets it again. And possession arrow should be Harpersville's ball. 9.2 seconds to go. Let's see. There's two players on the floor. And one of them is Kaylee Gill that's getting up. Not getting up, actually. Her ankle or knee or something. They are checking her out with 9.2 seconds to go. Not sure if it's a timeout or an injury timeout by the official, but definitely a stoppage of clock, so Coach Ehrensbeck wants his team back. Coach Carter is letting the players surround, or actually the coach is right out there with Kaylee Gill. So here's some of our sponsors again for you, and we want to thank AmeriGas and Roberts Eye Care in Sydney, C.H. Landers Funeral Home, and the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, all the branches of NBT Bank, Beldon Hill Golf Course in Harpersville, by Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, Sydney Federal Credit Union, Bread and Butter Country Store of Harpersville, and D&D Trophies in Apton. So it looks like it could be a little bit more serious. 9.2 seconds to go. I'll keep it here because it's so close to halftime. We will have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. I'd love to get all the scores. One thing that they're not attuned to here for media is to make sure that we have access to all the scores. I did ask somebody to get me the Class D so I could go over the Class D at halftime. 30-25 is the score. What happened to cause the stoppage of play is an injury, and what appears to have caused the injury is that Marcy Ritter and Kaylee Gill were tied up. A body must have been wrapped. It's on the far side. Body must have been wrapped around Gill, who had no choice but to fall and might have fallen awkwardly on one of the ankles. So they are still attending to her. Remember that Alexander Hamilton is not playing at full strength today. They do not have one of their top scorers in the game, and that is Maya Hood, who by the sheet I have from Max Prepper is averaging 22 a game, but the numbers didn't add up. She's no less than 16.7 a game. Now Gill gets up. She does walk off under her own power. One thing about the State Public High School Championships, they do have the best of sports medicine care here. So that is something that everybody can take solace in or take confidence in. She does limp a little bit. They give her a towel and a drink. And as back to the action now with 9.2 seconds, because it was an alternate possession, Harpersville gets it. They'll have the last possession of the first half. Here comes the last player of the puzzle. Maya Scott checks in now for Gill to finish the 9.2 seconds. Gutierrez, around the screen comes Murray. Murray in the left corner. There's a steal, though, but pulled back by Medovich. Murray for three with 4 seconds to go. Oh, off the back of the rim. She gets it again. No. 1 second, there will be no shot. Although an underhand heave by Corselli hit the rim, I don't think it would have counted. If Savannah Murray had hit that three, it would have been an 8-point lead for Harpersville, but no mind. It's 30-25 in favor of the Harpersville Lady Hornets, going for their first ever state Class C championship in basketball. Everyone knows they've got one in softball back in 19, well, I don't know about everybody, but 1992, they won the state. They won the states in softball that year. So there is a state championship to be celebrated there. But these girls are playing the best basketball of the season. We've been promoting it like that. They are, have played some tremendous basketball today against a high-quality opponent. All right, so we'll take a break. Come back. The Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report. You are listening to the state Class C semifinal girls basketball matchup. Alexander Hamilton, 25. Harpersville leads with 30. You're listening to it live on WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Maravito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravito, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Hudson Valley Community College. And it's time for the halftime show with Harpersville leading Alexander Hamilton 30-25. These are the top two ranked teams in the state by New York State sports writers. That's always an arbitrary thing until the end of the year when the team that wins gets number one and the team that loses usually gets number two and on. But they have ranked these two teams number one and number two, but strangely Harpersville 3 weeks ago wasn't even ranked before they beat Unadilla Valley in the quarterfinals of Section 4, and then on they charged to not be denied this spot here. They are, as I said, playing a much better brand of basketball than they were in mid-January when two other good teams, Unitigo and Unadilla Valley, beat them and finished 1-2 in the MAC, Mid-State Athletic Conference. So here we go. Our halftime show is brought to you by Maravito Energy Products. For 85 years, they've been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. A couple of shout-outs for Newark, California, our long-distance award today. Also, Norwich, New York. And I wrote Norwich twice. That's what happens when I don't focus. I think there was another one. Sorry about that. We did get Smyrna, Spencer, Endicott, New York City, Binghamton, Rome, New York, Windsor, and Boston, Massachusetts. I know there's a lot of people logging on. Not everybody likes to say where they're logging on from, and I can respect that. As you know, we did Franklin and Oriskany last week in another phenomenal game. Franklin with a last minute and a half charge to have that shot chance to tie the game that came up short. Oriskany proving their talent is here by reason. Just defeated Livingston Manor in the first game this morning. The score was 49-31. Ironically or coincidentally, your choice, Batavia Notre Dame in the next game defeated Fort Edward 49-35. So tomorrow, the Class D game will precede this championship. So Batavia Notre Dame taking on Oriskany. So we wish them the best of luck, the Lady Redskins. They were led by the girl that did not score a lot of points against Harpersville, against Franklin, and that was Christina Grazade, who had averaged almost 20 points. She did have 21 today. So she was back up to her normal standards. And also looks like Shannon Van Shufflin had 7 points, and Madison Zizzi, who had a great game against Franklin before, she finished with 8 points in the game. Oneana lost a toughie, as we know, to Irvington, had 3 chances to win it at the end, but you always focus on what happened at the end, not how they got there. Oneana trying to defeat a 3-time defending champ with just about everybody back from that Irvington team. So Irvington plays tonight for the championship of Class B, and the winner here plays at 1:45 tomorrow against the winner of the next game, which is Bishop Kearney and Ausable Valley. So 2:42, here's the scoring recap. Miranda Drummond leads all scorers with 16 points, had a dynamite 14-point first quarter with 4 3-pointers, 2 for 4 from the line. She made 2 for 2 from the line in the second quarter and stayed away from foul trouble. Shelby Medovich picking up some pieces there with 7 points, including a 3. Savannah Murray hit a 2 and a 3 for 5. And a putback basket by Holly Henry. So they've got 4 2-pointers. Four two-pointers, but they have 6 3-pointers, and they're shooting 4 for 6 from the line, all from Drummond. For Alexander Hamilton, predictably led by Tiffany Corselli with 13 points, 2 3-pointers. Jasmine Robinson with a 3-pointer. She's got 10, so 23 out of 25 Hamilton points scored by that duo. Michaela Brown 0 for 2 from the line. Maya Scott with the basket for 2. Remember, their number 2 scorer, Maya Hood, in non-playing clothes today. And that's 16.7 points and 11.8 rebounds. So Hamilton not at full strength, but hey, you know, not everything is fair. And right now Harpersville has the 5-point lead, and still Hamilton is right there in the thick of things. So they have 7 2-pointers, they have 3 3-pointers, they are 1 for 3 from the five. I take that back. They are now, it's a 1 for 4, they are 2 for 5 from the foul line. We'll take another break. We'll come back for the second half. Maravito Energy Products halftime show, 30-25. Harpersville leads the Class C number 1 team right now, Alexander Hamilton, in the semifinals of the Class C State Public High School Championships, and you're listening to it live on WCDL.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Hudson Valley Community College. We want to thank all the people listening, of course, and all the people logging on, and some of our other special sponsors that include Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, the Sydney McDonald's, Hawkins Homes in Harpersville, Egley Machine Company, Beagle's Plumbing and Heating of Harpersville, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, and Ken's Paint Service of Nineveh. 30-25, Harpersville leads Hamilton. In the first half, there were seven lead changes, but only one tie, and that was at 7-all. All right, so another thing besides Hood being out injured, Kaylee Gill, a starter, has gotten a freshly wrapped ankle from her tie-up with Marcy Ritter. She is out there in the starting lineup for the second half, guarded by Miranda Drummond, who leads all scorers with 16. Underway for the third quarter. Here's a drive by Corselli, a leaner that spins out, rebound by Marcy Ritter, hit from behind. Nice positioning by Marcy Ritter. She's grabbed 3-4 rebounds today. That foul's going to be on Corselli, and that is her first. So she's not in any kind of foul trouble. She's going to play tough defense on Savannah Murray. Murray was able to get 5 points. She comes out, nice screen, gets the ball, needs help, goes to Medovich. 16 on the shot clock, back to Murray, guarded closely by Corselli around the screen. Murray, now to give and go to Medovich, off the glass, no good. Ball in there, a tie-up between Ritter and Scott. Maya Scott and Marcy Ritter tied up, so it'll be Harpersville's ball because, as we know, Hamilton had possession the first time around. Murray, bullet pass out there to Medovich. And from three-point range, Murray misses. The weak side rebound by Gutierrez. Nice job by Espy Gutierrez. Murray fakes the three-pointer, goes in for a foul line shot, short. Rebound comes out, and it's Robinson. Robinson off her foot. It's going to be picked up by Gutierrez, off to Drummond from the foul line, off the back of the rim, no good. Tie up. Nope, there's going to be a foul. There's going to be a foul. There's a push on Shelby Medovich, I think. No, it's Marcy Ritter. The referee had four fingers up, not five, and of course I was not privy to the right angle. So there we go. First foul on Harpersville in the second half, and first foul on Marcy Ritter. Nobody in foul trouble at this point. They have hardly called a thing. They're letting them play, and they're doing it on an equal basis. It is a drive by Corselli. Explosion of the hoop, and she's got it off the left side. Tiffany Corselli showing why she is probably going to be a first team All-State. And if Hamilton wins the whole thing, don't be surprised to see her be the State Player of the Year. And a pass by Murray and a broken play. It went untouched, out of bounds. A rare mistake for Savannah Murray, who has caught teammates on great passes in the first half. Corselli comfortably up the floor. Their team trailing now by three. To the right side, Scott. Scott cross court to Corselli. To Robinson, she's on the left wing. Harpersville giving them room on the perimeter. Corselli for three, but it's off the mark. Rebound, Marcy Ritter taps it over to Murray at the last second. Murray almost lost the ball. She's got it, though. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Murray to the left side for Drummond. Drummond has been picked up there by Jasmine Robinson, who's done a nice job. Murray for three, right side, no. She comes in, gets her own rebound, puts it back up, and is fouled on the shot. Savannah Murray did not necessarily follow her shot, but when the ball came right back to her, she slipped inside the defender, Corselli, and got the second shot and reaps the benefits from another Corselli foul. And this will be Savannah Murray at the line for the first time. First shot is up, and it's good. Gets the congratulations from Ritter and Drummond. Gutierrez and Medovich also out there on the floor. Second shot, and the gym gets quiet. Second shot is around the rim. No good. Drummond with a rebound. Puts it back up and missed it. She did not go for a smart shot. She went for a sort of a throw-up shot, because her back was to the end line, and she might be called for her second foul, and that's because of that shot that was not well planned. But then again, you're in the heat of the battle. That's her second foul. Same with Harpersville as a team. 31-27, Hornets by four. They've led by as much as seven. Pass knocked away, and a steal there by Medovich. She was not the one who knocked it away. I think it was Gutierrez. Nice quick hands by Espy. 5:24 to go. Drummond way out there on the offense. Around the screen. She's picked up on the double team. She's still going to drive in. The floater in the lane is no good. Tries to tap the rebound. And there's a foul coming in late. Marcy Ritter. That'll be her second of this quarter. And quickly the third on Harpersville. Substitution, Tatiana Sosnowski comes in for Marcy Ritter, who's probably disappointed in herself right now. It was still a good call. So it's Corselli, Gill, Scott, Robinson, and Brown. Bad pass, this time from Maya Scott over to Robinson. A routine pass that just didn't get completed. That's happened to Harpersville, and it's happened to Hamilton. I would say about even. Down to the five-minute mark of the third quarter. 31-27, Harpersville by four. They've led for quite a while. There's a steal by Robinson. Bad pass by Medovich looking for Drummond. Drummond's going to give her some room. Nice block by Drummond, trying not to get the foul. And the ball is loose. They'll call it a possession arrow again. It will be Hamilton's ball. Harpersville did not play that one very well after the Drummond block. But that's a tribute to Hamilton and their pesky, pesky defense. They got the ball back, sort of, and then a possession arrow. So, again, flipping the coin. It's the Raiders' ball. They trail by four, 4:49 to go. The inbounds comes to the corner for Scott, and Corselli lets it fly. No good. Way out there. Picked up by Brown. Nice rebound there. They're posting it low, and it's out of bounds. And a very physical play between the two players. They were trying to get it down to Michaela Brown, and Drummond knocked the ball away on good deny defense. And actually, it was touched last by Hamilton. So it is Harpersville's ball, leading by four. 4.5 to play in the third quarter. Drummond on the left wing. They're right down in front of me right now, and I'm in a left corner, if you will, on the near side from the scorer's table. Drummond got the ball. Oh, her pocket was picked by Robinson, and but the layup was missed. Drummond could not get the rebound. Corselli driving in, and a reverse. What was that? Her back to the basket and flipped it up like a game of horse. Drummond, nice off to Gutierrez. Miranda Drummond with an awesome play. Drew the double team. Wide open was Gutierrez. Down on the other side, Robinson misses the layup, but a foul. And that might be three on Drummond. Yes, it is. So Miranda Drummond has to now be very, very careful. 4 minutes to go in this quarter. Let me catch up here. Esperanza Gutierrez with a key basket off the feed from Miranda Drummond. Some disappointing plays for Harpersville, even though they're leading by six. They had a couple of disappointing plays. Miranda Drummond with a block, and they could not recover the ball. Jasmine Robinson stole the ball from Drummond. Drummond did not give up on the play, and coerced Robinson to shoot wildly on the layup. They could not get the rebound for that. And subsequently, Drummond commits her third foul. So that is a danger point, 33-27. See what I mean about the first versus second foul of the first half? If you don't have two, you can play aggressive. Now she's picked up two more to make three, and she is smart enough to play with those three fouls in the middle of the season. It didn't happen so well for her. Remember the game against Unitigo and the offensive fouls. So here we go with a two-shot foul for Jasmine Robinson at the line, and only one rebounder for Alexander Hamilton. The shot is missed. Robinson 1-for-3 now from the line, and neither team is shooting a lot of fouls. 4 for Hamilton in the first half and 6 for Harpersville. Second shot is good. So 11 points for Jasmine Robinson. Here comes Medovich. Medovich looking for Murray. 33-28, 3:53 to go. Clock's starting to move a little slower. Oh, that's going to be an over and back call against Murray. She was trying to sell it as being that the ball was knocked away from her. So, no, that was an unforced error. And it'll be Hamilton's ball trailing by five. So now Drummond on Corselli. They give it to Corselli on a nice give and go. She backs it out, though. She's on the left side. Passes way back to Maya Scott, weaving it to Corselli. Right side, Robinson for three, and it's off the front of the rim, but they get the rebound. A traveling call did not get made, but a ball goes through the legs of Maya Scott, and that's going to be a break, Kaylee Gill, and that's going to be a break for Harpersville. One of the girls for Hamilton took three steps in a crowd, and none of the three officials saw it. Kurt Ahrensbeck saw it. I saw it. But Harpersville still has the ball. Medovich back to Drummond. Foul line shot is off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Sosnowski. Oh, in and out. and the ball is loose. There will be a push call, I think, on Sosnowski. So now the fouls are mounting for Harpersville, and not so much for Hamilton. But that's only one on Tatiana Sosnowski. That's the fifth team foul for Harpersville. 33-28 is the score. After a 21-14 first quarter lead for Harpersville, the scoring has died down a lot, and Miranda Drummond has only had two free throws in the second quarter after that 14-point first quarter performance. Credit Hamilton's shutting him down. Robinson shot blocked by Drummond. And there is Gutierrez, who probably was fouled on that play. Let's see who it was on. Was it on Scott? Yes. No, it's on Robinson. Four fingers. Yep, that'll be on Jasmine Robinson. That is her second. Three team fouls on Hamilton. Nice play defensively by Harpersville to not give up on the play. They're finding that Hamilton will not give up on the offensive end for a loose ball. So they can't give up on the defensive end. Medovich from the foul line around the screen, and it's good. Shelby Medovich. A foul line jumper, picture perfect play, 35-28. Corselli on the right side. A little bit more of a zone defense now played by Harpersville. In the corner, Corselli doesn't go. She goes to Robinson. The floater in the lane is good. Jasmine Robinson with 13. These are the two girls that scored 53 of the 57 points in the state quarterfinals. To the left side for Medovich. In the corner, Henry. Holly Henry in the game. Henry tries to pass down to Sosnowski. It's a wild play and a pickup there, a steal by Michaela Brown of Hamilton. Here comes Robinson through the double team. Floater in the lane, no good. Rebound up for grabs. Nice play by Drummond ahead to Sosnowski. Waiting for her is Gill. Sosnowski unloads to Medovich. He hits again! Shelby Medovich with 11 points. A minute 48 to go, and it's a 7-point lead for the Hornets. Third quarter action heating up at Hudson Valley. Corselli gives it off to Robinson. The floater. Travel or a foul? Oh, they're going to give it. They're going to put a foul on Savannah Murray, and that's her third. So Murray and Drummond, the top two players for Harpersville, each with three fouls. That's one reason that Harpersville has more of a zone defense going on. Robinson, another floater in the lane. Picked up on the miss by Drummond. Drummond needs some help. She goes to Murray. Murray has to come back to get it. She released on the fast break. She's got to get back. Medovich, give and go to Murray. And a possession arrow on a block by number 12, Michaela Brown. And Harpersville wanted the foul. Well, they'll get possession of the ball with a minute 18 and a 7-point lead, 37-30. Sosnowski passes to Medovich. Medovich, another stop and pop, and it's short. Rebound, Sosnowski, and the ball's now loose. And Henry will come from behind, trying to not let Maya Scott pick it up and run with it. Holly Henry's foul will be her first. And that's the seventh team foul with a minute and 11 to play. I'm going to write that down. A minute and 11 in the third quarter. The 1-1 situation for Alexander Hamilton has arrived. Only three fouls called on Hamilton. Now, Maya Scott not at the line at all today. Here's the shot. It is up, and it is no good. But Corselli outdoes Drummond for the rebound. Corselli driving in, and a traveling violation. Good call by the official. She took an extra step in the hopes that she would draw the foul on Miranda Drummond. And Scott from the line this year, 10 for 17 before that miss. So 0 for 1 on the 1-1s. Savannah Murray passes over to Shelby Medovich. We're down to a minute to play in the third quarter, 37-30. Give it off to Murray. Murray double-teamed off to Holly Henry. Henry right back to Murray. Murray left side for Sosnowski driving in. She gets tripped by Kaylee Gill, and they do pick up on that. Got to give... Oh, that's the third on Maya Scott, so the first player for Hamilton with three. It's not a shooting foul. Around the screen, they go way out top. Oh, and a bad pass, a low pass on the inbound by Sosnowski and knocked away by Robinson. Smart play. They were trying to go way up top for Drummond. There's Sosnowski in the elbow. In the left corner for Drummond. Drummond has the baseline sealed off by Robinson. Robinson, oh, got away with a push there. They keep playing, 37 seconds. Murray to the left side for Drummond. Drummond drives in, and she will be fouled by Jasmine Robinson trying to get to the basket. 32 and a half seconds on the clock. Drummond trying to create the action. Was it on the shot or was it not on the shot? That's going to be three on Robinson as well. So Robinson and Scott with three, Drummond and Murray with three. They say it's a non-shooting. So they go way up top. And again, there's a tip by Corselli. She's going to try to outpush Murray for the ball and makes the layup. Boy, Corselli got away with a major push on that one. She pushed Murray away, but the official was so slow, she was behind the play. There's a three-pointer by Drummond, and it's good. I can't believe it. 15 seconds to go. Miranda Drummond hoists a three-pointer. 40-32, 7 seconds to go. Corselli's going to go long for three, and she hits it. Oh, the third quarter has come to an end with the two best players in New York State hitting back-to-back threes. Miranda Drummond for Harpersville and Tiffany Corselli for Hamilton. It's 40-35 as we end the third quarter. You're listening, and it's Harpersville leading. You're listening to the State Class C Semifinal Girls Basketball Action here on WCDO.
A credit union is a financial cooperative that's owned by its members. You do not have to be in a union to join. We're a union of people helping people. And since we're not-for-profit, we can usually offer better rates and less service charges. Come by or call us to find out how to become a member today. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCD.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
After all of that action at the end, 10 points apiece. So we're at the same point we were at halftime, a 5-point Harpersville lead as we start this fourth quarter. Number one in the state versus number two in the state, and the Hornets are leading Hamilton High School 40-35. Tiffany Corselli now the game's high scorer with 20, including 3 three-pointers. Miranda Drummond with 19 and 5 three-pointers. So the Hamilton Raiders again with the possession to start the fourth quarter. This has happened all three quarters. Shot by Corselli misses. Rebound by Ritter and a possession arrow. Guess what? Gives it right back to Harpersville. All three quarters, it's the same thing. Hamilton had the ball. A quick tie-up. And it's back to the Hornets. A nice give-and-go to Medovich. Left corner for Gutierrez. She lost the ball. It's back on the floor. And another possession arrow. So right back it goes to Hamilton. The leading scorers, we mentioned Drummond and Corselli. The secondary scorers, Shelby Medovich with 11 and Savannah Murray with 6 for Harpersville. 13 points for Jasmine Robinson. They have 33 of Hamilton's 35 points. So you talk about your 1-2 punch, just like in the state. State quarterfinal, the same two combined for 53 of 57 points. Corselli drives in hard, goes up hard, misses it. The ball's batted around. It's Savannah Murray. The double team coming from behind, no foul called. And now it's a steal. No, it's back for Robinson. Robinson drives hard and misses. Rebound put up and missed by Gill. Gets it again, and it goes in. Kaylee Gill staying with the ball. Her first basket. It's now 40-37. The Hornets just can't catch a break on that. Shelby Medovich up the floor. She holds the ball, goes down to Marcy Ritter, bounce pass to Gutierrez, right back to Ritter. It's on the floor and a possession arrow. That'll be Harpersville's ball. Hamilton definitely, without a doubt, and I know I'm covering Harpersville, or Hamilton by far the more aggressive team, but you look at the score clock And Harpersville's got 7 fouls and Hamilton only 5. There has been a lot of pushing and shoving going on for both teams today. 40-37, the rest by and large letting them play. Murray, 3-point shot left side. No, off the... And a nice tap by Ritter to Sosnowski, back outside to Medovic, to Murray. Near steal by Robinson in the corner. Oh, mugged by Corselli! And they're going to call Savannah Murray for a flagrant foul. You've got to be kidding. Oh, a hold. Okay, I thought it was a ball. At first it looked like the referee called a flagrant. She was simply calling the hold. But boy, she looked like she had her hands crossed in an X. Well, anyway, so we'll calm down here. 40-37. That is the fourth on Savannah Murray, though, so that is an important foul. Corselli at the line today, 1-for-1. This is a 1-and-1. Shot is up, and it's no good. Rebound Drummond. She's in the corner, and she gets pushed. Oh, they don't call a foul? Are you kidding me? Number 12, Michaela Brown, two-handed pushed Miranda Drummond, and the official called it out of bounds. Hamilton's ball. A major travesty. A major travesty. And Robinson goes up, and it'll be a block by Drummond out of bounds. That could have been Drummond's fourth foul. Everybody in the whole place saw Michaela Brown push Miranda Drummond on the baseline. They said it was off of Drummond and a Hamilton ball. It's still Hamilton's ball now on the opposite side. I haven't been very biased here today, but that one definitely was an error by the three officials. So it's Gill in the corner. Corselli, the drive is short. Rebound by Marcy Ritter, and now there's a foul. That'll be Corselli's third foul. So sometimes it's the hard stuff they miss and the touch stuff they see, but those are officials, and that's just the way it goes. That's the sixth foul on Hamilton. One more and Harpersville gets the shoot. And it's a press situation for Harpersville to get up the ball up the court. Here comes Drummond. Drummond lost it, but right behind her is Medovic. Hands it off to Murray. So Harpersville, not into their offense very much lately. It is Medovic at the foul line. Back to Murray for three. Up and no. Off of, looks like Sosnowski touched it last. It ricocheted off her hands. Not the best play and shot. A timeout asked for by Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck. We'll take a break, too. 6:08 to go, 40-37. Harpersville by 3. You're listening to the Class C State Girls Semifinal Basketball Action from Hudson Valley on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Hudson Valley Community College. 6:08 to play in regulation. 40-37. Harpersville leads by 3. Our special sponsors today include McDowell and Walker in Afton, Sydney, and Delhi. Mang Insurance, Jessup House Building Supplies of Sydney Center, Osterhout Madden Funeral Home in Harpersville, Morabito Energy Products, Twin Valley Finished Lumber and Quality Hardwoods of Sydney, and Cobra Industries of Afton. All right, here's the deal. Harpersville has led the entire second half. They're up 3 right now, 40-37. But they are now playing defense with some girls in foul trouble. Hamilton with the ball. Bringing it up is Tiffany Corselli. She leads all scorers with 20 points. She's guarded by Shelby Medovic. To the right side for Robinson. Back into the corner for Corselli. Medovic follows her there. Robinson driving in. Too hard. Rebound, Marcy Ritter. And she lost touch of the ball, and it's going to be a possession arrow. And it will be Hamilton's ball again. One thing Marcy Ritter has not been able to do is get control of the ball once she gets the rebound. This is a different style of play than it is in the MAC. They are an aggressive team, and now Hamilton gets the ball. Corselli for three, and it's around the rim. No good. That would have tied it up. Drummond with a rebound. Off to Murray. Remember, Savannah Murray with four fouls. Medovic for three, left side. It's good! Shelby Medovic, bingo! 14 points and a big, big shot by the sophomore. Robinson for three, short. She gets the ball back, puts it back up and misses. Rebound, down underneath, knocked away. It is Brown in the paint and another possession arrow. That'll be Harpersville's ball. Big shot by Shelby Medovic. Oh, my goodness. The teams hadn't even set up yet. There's a full timeout asked for by Coach Carter of the Alexander Hamilton Raiders. 5:17 to go, 43-37. Our special sponsors today are plentiful. But I also want to give a shout-out because we've got new listeners from Tully, New York, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Liverpool, the United States, not the United Kingdom. And our first, I think this is state number 30 or 31, I'm not sure, for the season. We've had, with streaming audio, 29, 30 states represented. We have a new one today from Oregon. That's Wilsonville, Oregon. Welcome to you. 43-37, and those special sponsors include D&D Trophies of Afton, Neil and the Gang at Bread and Butter Country Store in Harpersville, the Sydney Federal Credit Union, Butler Auto Sales of Sydney. Oh, goodness. Beagle's Plumbing and Heating of Harpersville, Egley Machine Company of Sydney, Hawkins Homes of Harpersville, the Sydney McDonald's Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, Ken's Paint Service of Nineveh, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. First quarter, just to catch you up, 5 lead changes and our only tie at 7-all. Harpersville took their final lead midway through the second quarter. They have not trailed since. And the three-pointer by Shelby Medovic has doubled the lead from 3 to 6 at 43-37. Their largest lead was 7 previously. There's a press being put on by Hamilton. Up comes Drummond. Drummond with her head up, dribbling of the left hand. Still with guarded by Corselli. It's Sosnowski. Give it back to Drummond. Drummond fakes the three. And off the foot, nice play by Drummond. Her back was she was in the corner, her back to Corselli, and just whipped it off her foot to create a break for Harpersville and an inbound. Nobody's guarding Sosnowski to inbound. Around the screen comes Murray. Murray to the top of the key. No, goes around the screen by Drummond. Murray at the foul line, the stop and pop. And oh, it's around the rim, no good. Henry puts it back up, it's good. Holly Henry scores it. Her second basket. Same as the first, and an offensive rebound. 45-37. We're down to 4:48. There goes Corselli. Missed the shot. Rebound Henry. The ball is loose. Corselli picks it up and scores it. Boy, Hamilton will not quit. They will not quit. That was a rebound by Holly Henry, and they ripped the ball out of her hands. Sosnowski back to Murray. 45-39. Of course, Hamilton's not going away. Murray, the give and go to Medovic. Medovic. Looking on the right side for Drummond, three-pointer. No, it's squeezed in. There's Henry again, and she scores again. Holly Henry. Today is the super sub of the Harpersville Lady Hornets, 47-39. You folks have to understand something. My headset sound is terrible, but they say I'm coming in nice and clean. Henry misses the shot, but she's got 6 points. Diving in on the floor. Why is that not a travel? But they let it go. 47-39. Here comes Robinson up the floor. Robinson, the layup is no good. Rebound tapped by Henry. It's Brown picking it up, though. Corselli fakes the three. She's now called for a travel. Good call by the official, first of all. A break for Harpersville because Corselli made the shot, but she took two steps before she dribbled the ball. One is bad enough. Two is terrible. 47-39, but boy, is she a quick player. Up ahead to Henry. She takes five dribbles. Back, hands it off to Murray. Murray drives it. No, she goes to Drummond. Drummond for three, left side. No, off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Kaylee Gill. Nice rebound. Hope her ankle is better. And she is walking up the court. Corselli gets the long pass and scores it. Corselli with 24. Boy, can she score in a hurry. 47-41. Henry again up the left side. And nearly a steal. And there's Robinson trying to get the ball. And there's a steal by Corselli. Corselli changing gears. Here she comes up the left side. No, missed the layup. And it's out of bounds. It'll be Hamilton ball. 47-41. Corselli won't stop. That girl has no slow speeds. I was watching Kaylee Gill walk up the court because her ankle is so sore right now. And another timeout. 47-41 with 3:23 to go. This is like sitting in the waiting room of a dentist office. You can't wait for your appointment to be over, but you sort of don't want to get it started. 3:23 to play. 47-41 in favor of Harpersville, but Hamilton is fighting to the bitter end, and this is without their number two scorer, Maya Hood. We talked about it before. If they had that girl, a 5'10 player, who knows what the score would be, but right now that's a non-factor because Hamilton's playing with what they've got, and one of their other starters, Kaylee Gill, who doesn't average a lot. She only averages 3 points a game, but 5.5 rebounds, and one of those rebounds today was a putback for a basket. The only points she has scored. In fact, out of the 41 points, if you're just tuning in, for Hamilton High School, 41 points trailing by six. All but four of these points are scored by Tiffany Corselli, who has 24, and Jasmine Robinson, who has 13, but has missed two layups in the late going. Corselli's also missed one. Harpersville will be playing defense when they come out with Drummond, Murray, Henry, who has played a phenomenal game, Medovic, and Sosnowski. So here goes Corselli to inbound. Into the corner it goes. They swing it out, and Corselli for three, right side. No, it's short. That's going to go out of bounds. Corselli trying to save it, but ran out and knocks the Time Warner Sports thing over. Yeah, she was diving out there. I tell you, that girl does not have a slow speed. All right, so the inbounds. Medovic comes into Drummond. Drummond calmly getting up the court, gives it off to Murray. Murray, nice crossover dribble. Murray looking for Drummond on the left side. Drummond fakes right, goes left. She's in the corner. And she's still there. Coming out now on the top, and she's going to be pushed by Robinson. Jasmine Robinson. That is the seventh team foul. Or no, the eighth team foul on Hamilton. Jasmine Robinson now with four. So the two key players, one for each side, have four fouls. Savannah Murray for Harpersville, and now Jasmine Robinson for Hamilton. Drummond at the line. Oh, this one in and out, but it's put back up by Medovic. It's gone! Shelby Medovic with the score. She's got 16 points. 49-41, 2:53 to go. Corselli drives in. No good. Rebound Murray. Corselli is going a little too fast for her own good right now, and the ball is in the hands of Miranda Drummond, guarded by Jasmine Robinson. Are they going to try to get her into foul trouble? Drummond drives in, left side scoop to the hoop. No, fouled by Kaylee Gill, who is not on a healthy left ankle right now. And Drummond will be at the line. We will have NBT Bank Outstanding Offense and Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Awards. Drummond at the line to shoot two, and the first one is good. Miranda Drummond came out like a ball of fire with four first quarter three-pointers. She slowed down a bit, but that has not meant she's been ineffective. She scores a point to make it 20, misses this one, but the lead is now nine, and this is the largest lead of the ball game for the Hornets. Robinson's going to drive in on Drummond. Puts it up and scores. Robinson with her first basket of the fourth quarter. She's got 15. Drummond to Murray. And a timeout asked for by Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck. Smart 1-2 because Hamilton was playing extremely good defense. 2:22 to go. 50-43. Let's just keep ripping off the names of our special sponsors, who include Jessup House Building Supplies of Sydney Center, Cobra Industries of Afton, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, D&D Trophies of Afton, the Sydney McDonald's, Eglin Machine Company of Sydney. Oh my gosh, if the Hornets can somehow survive, what did we say last week against the very, very talented Cooperstown Lady Redskins? Survive in advance. I know it's a cliche at this point. They literally survived last week against a very quality opponent in Cooperstown. Today, same kind of thing. Right now, they are leading by seven, but with 2:22 to go, the clock can't go fast enough for Harpersville fans, and it can't slow down enough for the Alexander Hamilton Raiders, who have lost four games this season. They are not perfect. They are the number one ranked team, but again, that's an arbitrary thing. And their reputation is very good. So is Harpersville's, because when they did not win the MAC or even finish second, they fell out of the rankings. When they beat Unadilla Valley, they snuck into something like 17th. And then they won Section 4 and they snuck up in the top 10. They beat Cooperstown last week. They gave up to number 2. All right, here we go. 50-43, Harpersville with the ball, having to go full court. They do not take Medovich. The pass comes to Drummond. Drummond up the left sideline. She crosses over. And from behind, a foul on Robinson, trying to steal the ball from behind. What was she thinking? Because that's going to be 5 on Robinson. If I was covering Hamilton, I literally would have thought Robinson, with 4 fouls, would not try for a steal. What she tried to do is come from behind on Drummond, who I don't know how she got through the defense. She zigged and zagged her way with a dribble. And that is now the 10th foul on Hamilton. Where did all those fouls come from? Miranda Drummond gets to shoot 2 shots. She is 5 for 8 right now and gets 2 automatically here. It'll be Nevelyn Pettifor coming in, number 1, a 5'3 senior. And Drummond gets the first bounce to go over the rim and in through the hoop. 21 points for Miranda Drummond, 14 in the first quarter. Second shot is no good. Rebound, Corselli. She's going to take it up and throw it up for 3, and it's an air ball. Out of bounds, it'll be Harpersville's ball. 50-43, and I'm not sure why Hamilton is panicking. They've got more than enough time to get a 2 or 3 good shots in. Medovich comes to Murray. Murray, facing a double team, goes back to Drummond. Long pass to Medovich. Medovich, long pass to Henry. Henry holds the ball nice underneath to number 5, Shelby Medovich. And what do you know? The players that aren't named Drummond and Murray wind up with the basket. Nice play. Holly Henry into Shelby Medovich, and she's got 18. 53-43, the largest lead for the Hornets with a minute 53 to go. And nobody is happier than Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck. Let's take a short break. 53-43, Harpersville, a minute 53 from advancing to the finals tomorrow. Stick around. It's live Class C semifinal state action on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 53-43 is the score. Harpersville has led by as little as 3 and by now as much as 10. This is their largest lead of the game. Alexander Hamilton had the last lead at 22-21. Because they reeled off 8 points in a row. And actually it became 24-21 because 10 points in a row. All right, here we go. Minute 53 to go. Harpersville will inbound. Inside it goes. A shot missed by Medovich. Picked up by Drummond. And her second shot is no good as well, but she gets fouled. The jubilation right now on Harpersville. And he is telling Medovich to get back. Drummond at the line. Murray will get back. And that foul will be on number 12, Michaela Brown. At the line is Miranda Drummond. She has been relegated to just free throws in this second half, except for that 3, the magic 3 toward the end of the third quarter. She's got 22 points. One more shot to go. Harpersville by 11. No, missed it. Rebound, Corselli. Here she comes, motoring up the right side. And she misses the layup. Oh! She wasn't counting on that. She went up against Medovich and missed the layup. Minute 42 to go. The inbounds going to Corselli in the corner. She backs up on Medovich, fires for 3, another air ball. Henry with a rebound. Stolen away by, nice job by Pettifor. Corselli driving in and misses the shot, but she's fouled. Let's see who the foul is on. If this is on Murray, this could be trouble. And that's Holly Henry with the third. And I think Coach Ahrensbeck is breathing a sigh of relief. They don't want to lose Savannah Murray with a minute and a half to go. Shot by Corselli is around the rim and no good, and nobody is madder at herself, or nobody is madder about that than Corselli herself, who has a game-high 24 points. Second shot is up, and it's good. So 25 for Corselli. Not enough, though. 54-44. Up the floor comes Drummond. Drummond to the left side, right side for Henry. The little stop and pop short. Rebound by Sosnowski. She passes out with Murray and Corselli. And here is the biggest fear for Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck. Savannah Murray has her fifth foul. And now Ahrensbeck and assistant coach McElwain have to decide who to bring in for Savannah Murray, who will sit down with just 6 points. But remember, she hit a three in the second quarter that gave the Hornets back the lead for good. Standing ovation by Harpersville fans to Espy Gutierrez, and now Medovic, Gutierrez, Drummond, Sosnowski, and Henry. So without Savannah Murray, confident ball handling, this could be trouble. Minute 21, a 10-point spread. Corselli's shot is good. Corselli and crew not giving up. 27 points for Corselli. She averages 20. 9-point game. Misses. Rebound. Corselli and Medovic tied up, and Medovic had the ball first, and sure enough, Corselli not giving up. Corselli yelling to her teammates, because it is Hamilton's ball. This is not over. 54-45, a minute 19. It's a 9-point lead, but it is not over. Corselli backs up for three, but it's short. Rebound by Medovic. Medovic, a near steal by Corselli, who tried to steal the ball from behind and shoot, and she comes up with a foul. That is her fourth foul. So at the line, sophomore Shelby Medovic, without question, her best game of the year. Shelby has had as many as 17 points, and that was in a win at Johnson City. Talk about playing good competition. 17 points, her career high, against Johnson City back on January 29th, 54-45. And looks like a Band-Aid needed on her knee to shoot a free throw to Shelby Medovic, and they are attending to her. Nope, they slap a quick Band-Aid on it, and she is back to shoot two free throws. Shelby Medovic, I would say, perhaps her most important free throws. This is her first time at the line. She's got 2 3-pointers at 18. I'm sorry, she does have a career high with 18 points. Shot is up. Oh, off the back of the rim. Harpersville needs one here. It's a 9-point spread. Still a minute 12 to go. And the coach is saying, or the referee is saying, wait a minute, you've got to get a little bit more. They're going to put a little ace bandage, ace tape on it. And they're going to have to wipe up the blood with a towel, so that kind of buys a little time here for both teams, who have been playing in hyper speed this afternoon. Two teams very, very talented. Two of the best players in the state, and Tiffany Corselli for Hamilton and Miranda Drummond for Harpersville. But right now, it's the girl at the line, Shelby Medovic, who has made all the difference for this team. Second shot up, and oh, in and out. The rebound by Brown, and she struggled with it. Here comes Corselli up the floor, a minute 5 to go. Corselli going to drive in hard, and she draws the foul. And boy, three Harpersville girls got knocked over. And that's going to be on Sosnowski, I think. Yep. Tatiana Sosnowski with her second. Corselli at the line. Still a minute 4 to go. This game cannot get over with fast enough for Harpersville. And as long as there's a minute plus to go, they are still considering themselves in this game for Hamilton. But Tiffany Corselli has missed another free throw. Disappointed in herself again, so she will fire for a second shot with a minute 4 to play. Up and good. Now it's an 8-point lead. All right, up the floor comes Drummond. Drummond guarded by Corselli, who's got 4 fouls. Drummond all the way up now into Gutierrez. Gutierrez puts it up and misses. Rebound Brown. Goes to Corselli. Here she comes up the floor. 54, 46, 48 seconds to go. Fires it up for three and it's missed. Rebound by Medovic. Or no, by Gutierrez. And she's fouled. That'll be on Brown, I believe. No, it's on number one. That's Nevline Pettifor. So, this game is like an NBA game. Every possession is like 2 seconds, to 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds. 42 and a half seconds to go. Esperanza Gutierrez at the line to shoot two. Remember, she's got a two-pointer in this game already. The first shot is up and no good. And with every free throw that misses for Harpersville, another chance for Alexander Hamilton. 54-46, but the time is now 42.5 seconds, and all four players, or four of the five players for the Raiders are at the foul lane. Two players for Harpersville with two players back. And Medovic at the, or Gutierrez at the line, and she scores one. So now it's a three-possession game for sure. Up the floor, Corselli. Medovic greeting her. And now she drives in, and the fallback is good. And she knocked over Sosnowski. Corselli got away with murder on that one. 30 points for Corselli. There's a steal, and there will be a foul. 55-48 with 33 seconds to go. That'll be number four on Miranda Drummond. This Tiffany Corselli, she's doing everything she possibly can to keep her team in this game. She's carrying the team on her shoulders, and this is Corselli for two more. She's got 30 points. First shot is up, and it's good. So that equalizes the basket by Gutierrez. 55-49, it's a two-possession game. Does she miss on purpose, or does she make it? Remember, Savannah Murray out of the game on foul, so there's one less ball handler for Harpersville. Shot is up, and it's good. Now it's a five-point spread. Sosnowski to Medovic. Medovic coming up the side, and she's going to be fouled by number 10, Kaylee Gill, her third. Again, Kurt Ehrensbeck is sitting down. Now he's back up. 28 seconds to go. A two-possession game, and Medovic is back at the line. Shelby Medovic, moments ago, missed two. If she can make one here, it creates a 2-3, a six-point spread. They'd love her to make two. 28.3 seconds to go, 55-50. First shot is up and good. And you talk about a cool customer. Shelby Medovic, sophomore, number five. Blue headband, ponytail. Right-handed shooter, second shot is no good. Rebound by Corselli, and here she comes. Kaylee Gill is back on the floor for Hamilton, and she misses the shot. Corselli missed the layup. Rebounded by Henry, and she's fouled, and that probably is the difference of the game right there. Tiffany Corselli stormed up the floor, missed the layup, while I could not help but see Kaylee Gill sitting underneath the Harpersville basket, and she never made a move to get up. So it was 4-on-5, and Corselli, of course, was going to shoot it, with Robinson fouling out of the game for Hamilton. That's the second foul on Pettifor. So Gutierrez at the line, 6-point lead for the Hornets, 17.9 seconds to go. Shot is up, and it is good! Well, she's right now a hero because now it's a three-possession game. She's the hero for the Hornets. 17.9 seconds, 57-50. Espy, the senior, shoots with a right hand. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound, Sosnowski, no. Chased in the corner by Corselli. She bounced the ball on the end line, and her back is on the floor. I think she knows that was the last chance right there. 57-50. Harpersville will have a possession, and Coach Ehrensbeck wants the timeout. No, I'm sorry, Coach Ben Carter wants it for Hamilton. 57-50, 15.1 seconds to go. Our sponsorships today, we continue to thank them. The folks in Harpersville, let's go with the Harpersville folks only on this one, shall we? Belden Hill Golf Course. Hawkins Homes, Beagle's Plumbing and Heating, Ken's Paint Service, Osterhout Madden Funeral Home, Bread and Butter Country Store of Harpersville. I figured that was the most fitting way to do that with 15.1 seconds to go. Win or lose, I would have probably done that on the last timeout, but looking at the scoreboard, it's Harpersville 57, Alexander Hamilton 50. This means I stick around for the next game between Bishop Kearney and Ausable Valley. Bishop Kearney got here with a first-round bye and a 64-48 win over Randolph. Ausable Valley got here with a first-round win over Clinton, 44-25. And then a win over Hoosick Valley. I'm sorry, Hoosick Valley won. Ausable had the bye. Ausable then beat Hoosick Valley 48-43. So Bishop Kearney and Ausable Valley. Ausable from right here, Section 7 up in the North Country. Bishop Kearney from the Rochester area. All right, Harpersville lines up four on the foul line. Sosnowski to inbound. They go to Drummond on the bounce pass. Corselli cannot foul because that would be number five. So number one is Neveline Pettyford, and she'll pick up her third, but that's really inconsequential right now. 12.6 seconds to go. Miranda Drummond is at the line. All right, so Drummond will be at the line. 7-point lead. Basically no fouls is what Coach Ehrensbeck saying, and Miranda Drummond's shot will nestle around and through the net. Miranda Drummond has not come out of this game. She has stayed out of foul trouble for the most part. She does have four right now. Makes the second one. It's a 9-point game. 24 points for Miranda Drummond. Corselli for three. Bank shot is good. Corselli with 35 points. 7 seconds to go. They foul Pettyford with another foul, and this will be Shelby Medovich's swan song on this game. She gets to come back and play tomorrow. 59-53. It's back to a 6-point game with that 3-point bomb. Tiffany Corselli, 1, 2, 3, 4 3-pointers and a slew of free throws. This girl does not quit. So at the line is Shelby Medovich for two more. First shot is good. You hear that? The Harpersville folks, by the way, are to my right in the stands. So they are ecstatic with every shot that goes through. That's 60-53. Second shot is also good. 21 points, and Corselli with 2 seconds to go fires it up, no good. The ball is loose. The buzzer sounds, and the blue and gold of Harpersville storm the court for the semifinal win, 61-53. Let me repeat that score. Harpersville 61, Alexander Hamilton 53. Standing ovation from both sides. And WCDO Sports will be back on St. Patrick's Day for the championship that will include the team that finished third in the Mid-State Athletic Conference, the Harpersville Lady Hornets, who were led today by Miranda Drummond, expectedly, with 24 points, and Shelby Vedovich, somewhat unexpectedly, with 21 points. Time to go to our post-game sponsors as you hear the ovation from Harpersville fans. Our post-game sponsors all year long, Bang Insurance, our Dynamic Defense Award sponsor. Bang Insurance has been serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, and they're proudly supporting local sports here on WCDO. At Bang Insurance, we insure your life. And by our outstanding offensive award sponsor, NBT Bank. NBT Bank is putting customers first every single day, and they're happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years. They are going to go through the entire roster for Alexander Hamilton, and Harpersville staying on the court to applaud them. Harpersville has been through quite a game today. Those last 2 minutes took a good 25 minutes, and a credit to the hard work of Coach Ben Carter and his team playing not at full strength today, missing their second leading scorer, Maya Hood. And Harpersville able to take somewhat of an advantage, but let's not forget or downplay the effort that Harpersville gave today. And we'll talk about that in the postgame as you are listening to the state semifinal now completed here on WCDO.
When it comes to your home, you know what counts. And at NBT Bank, what counts to you counts to us. That's why we're offering a new home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR, or get a great fixed rate on a new home equity loan. When it comes to making the most of your home, you can count on us. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at mangeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
4, 5, 6, oh, man. Well, just tremendous, tremendous day of basketball for the Southern Tier. And Section 4 has not fared too well this weekend. Moravia, the only one left for Section 4, the boys lost yesterday, and the girls of Oneonta lost yesterday in a very, very tough one. And so basically right now it is up to the Harvestville Lady Hornets and the Main Endwell Lady Spartans. Spartans will play tonight in the Class A finals. And well, let's go over the scoring, because Harpersville does come back to play tomorrow. For Alexander Hamilton, without a doubt, Tiffany Corselli may be the player of the year in Class C. She showed it today with 35 points. She had 8 2-pointers. She had 4 3-pointers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got her down for 6. So I may be off by 1. 28, 30, 31, 32, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 free throws, okay. So I might be wrong on that. 16 and 12 is 28, and 6 is 34. So we'll change that to 34 points. For Jasmine Robinson, she had 15 points. She had 5 baskets, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. She had a 3-pointer, and she was 2 for 4 from the line for 15. After that, it was Maya Scott with 2, Kaylee Gill with 2, and I think that was it. So, yeah, 34 points for Corselli. My correction, I had her down for 35. 53 points in all for Alexander Hamilton, 15 two-pointers, 5 three-pointers. They were 8 for 17 from the foul line for 53 points. For Harbersville, I know I have this one down. Shelby Medovich will be our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, a career high for this sophomore, and perhaps the next 1,000-point scorer for Harpersville. We don't know. But she had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 two-pointers. She had 2 three-pointers. She was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 free throws shot. 3 free throws made. That's 6, 12, and 18, and 3 is 21 points. There was 4 points scored by Esperanza Gutierrez, a field goal, a 2 for 4 in that fourth quarter for 4. Savannah Murray was held today to 6 points, but oh, what a job she did before fouling out. A 1, a 2, and 1 for 2 from the line for 6. And Miranda Drummond with, now, I can't believe I'm seeing this. I can't believe I'm seeing this. She made no 2-point baskets today. No 2-point baskets. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 3-pointers for 15. She shot free throws. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 free throws. She made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 15 and 9, 24. That's incredible, because everyone knows how well Miranda Drummond scores from the inside. She had no inside baskets today. And Holly Henry, what can you say about Holly? Her career high of 6 points. So they were 9 and 2 is 11 two-pointers today. 7, 8 three-pointers. That's 22 plus 24 is 46. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 is what I needed. I got it. 15, 7 and 4 is 11, and 16 is 27. 15 for 27 from the foul line for 61 points. I'm looking down. You got to understand the crow's nest up here. When I sit down, which I just did for the first time, nobody can see you because there's a New York State banner that goes right in front of me on the banister, so nobody can see me. I'm hoping that Kurt Ahrensbeck can come up by the time I'm done. I'm looking down to see if he's talking to the press or anything. There's an ice rink next to us where the Hudson Valley ice hockey team plays, and it's strangely enough called the Robert Conway Ice Center. And when Bob Conway's team was here with BG in 1999, he was quick to remind us that his name is not Robert, so because it can't be me. I will never forget that. But anyway, so he might be over there addressing the folks in the press. Meanwhile, I got Shelby Medovich down I was hoping he said I'll come up in the crow's nest and talk to you. And he might still be up here. So we'll buy a little time. Shelby Medovich is the MBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Who do you give it to for the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award? You had Marcy Ritter, who got a lot of rebounds in today's game. You got Holly Henry, who did so many good things off the bench. You got Esperanza Gutierrez, who also played extremely well today in her role. Savannah Murray, I mean, that goes without saying. Savannah did foul out. Hard to give a defense award to a player that fouls out, but she also did some tremendous things. Tatiana Sosnowski, another great effort. Miranda Drummond was Miranda Drummond. But you know what? Last week against Cooperstown, one of the things we did, we had had Shelby Medovich as an award winner, which she certainly deserved. One thing that we did not do, we didn't share an award, just the way it went. Coach Ahrensbeck in the halftime interview in the next game did say, don't forget what Tatiana Sosnowski did, as she was very instrumental defensively last week. So number 24, Tatiana Sosnowski, today is your day. You will win the Bank Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. She did not score. She did not score in this game, which is kind of strange because she's been a scorer lately. But she did the job on defense, and that's what counts. A lot of good rebounds for Sosnowski. Nice job. And what more can be said except Harpersville is locked into tomorrow's 1:45 final. It'll be a Sunday afternoon game, and they'll play the winner of this next game between Osceola Valley and Bishop Kearney. I will watch part of this game to see just who is clicking and who is not, so I will stick around for that. I'm not sure, again, with only myself here and no coordinator on the court, and I am far removed from the court, I don't know if Coach Ahrensbeck is going to come up or not. Doesn't look like it. All right. And if he does show up right after I sign off, I'm not sure if we can get him back on or not. But I'll at least talk to him here, and I'll relay those thoughts tomorrow during the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. And that reminds me that tomorrow's game will be played at 1:45 right here. Harpersville is in it with a big win today, 61-53. Will be on the air with the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show at 1:30, and that will be the final game of another fantastic basketball season for New York State Public High School Athletic Association, and we will be part of it. It'll be my fourth girls' final, and so much looking forward to it because, quite frankly, I am 0-3, and I want to get a winner. I want to get a winner. We want to get a winner. Harpersville wants a winner. The entire Mid-State Athletic Conference wants a winner. And Harpersville Hornets, are the Lady Hornets, are the team that can do it with a championship trip tomorrow at 1:45. My thanks to all of our special sponsors again. Named them several times today. And also to Joe Gardner back at the station. Could not do it without you. And that is not a cliche. I truly mean it. Could not do it without all the stuff behind the scenes done by Mr. Joe Gardner. So he will have this up very shortly on the archives, Sport WCDO Sports On Demand. So between WCDOsports.com tomorrow, FM 101 and AM 1490, this is Greg Davey saying see you tomorrow because Harpersville wins the semifinals over the number one ranked Alexander Hamilton Raiders by the final of 61-53. For WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Have a good one.